Yesterday I ate a clock. It was very time consuming, especially when I went back for a second. There's got to be more follow-ups to that. I couldn't think of them, but I'm sure you could help me. And so the next day, somebody did. Speed joke of the week, number six. Remember yesterday's I ate a clock joke? It was very time-consuming, especially when I went back for seconds. Jim emailed the show afterwards to say he ate a clock yesterday, and this morning he went number two. Speed joke of the week, number five. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know. Everybody's been sending that joke to me. For months, I've been getting that joke. We finally had to let that bird fly. Speed joke
in an Amazon package?
Yes. Speed joke of the week, number four. What do a duck and a bicycle have in common? They both have handlebars, except the duck. Suppose if I put that to committee, that one would have got voted down.
You got... Who was so confused over that?
Grzanich was.
Yeah.
And Kukuzian is too, but she's just afraid to say
it. Totally.
Speed joke of the week, number three! There's now a helpline for people with huge thumbs. I tried to call it last night, dialed the wrong number. Speed joke of the week, number two! We told you yesterday about this scary movie joke. The scary movie about vegetables was Broccoli Horror Picture Show. But wait, there's more. Hey, John Williams, the scary movie about vegetables has to be Silence of the Yams.
That is really good.
I'm with you, Vic. I think that was the highlight of the week.
Yeah, it definitely was the highlight of the week. I went home thinking about that one. I was like, wow, that person is super creative.
I know. And actually, a lot of you sent us a lot of really good versions of that. Every bit as good as Broccoli Horror Picture Show. Still, we think this was the best of the week. A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender asks, hey, what's with the paper towel? The pirate says, arr, I've got a bounty on me head. What's a pirate's favorite name? Arthur. Hey, Dave.
Yes, John.
What's a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant?
That would be Arby's.
A song to sing for beggars. You feel set up, didn't you, Dave?
I was totally set up on that.
Dave, I give you credit. That was really good.
Thank you. I ran it by John first.
I know, and I did, and I didn't say anything. I thought, that's fine,
no,
Dave.
No, you did. You said, you gave me the thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Well,
and you're wrong.
There's no wrong answers, kids. Just there's my answers, and then there's your answers.
There you go.
We do have a few new speed jokes for you. Let's see if these are any better and less controversial. A market researcher came up to me at the mall yesterday and said, hey, can I ask you 10 questions? I said, sure, go ahead. He goes, question number one, have you ever blacked out? I said, no. He says, okay, question number 10. I went to Kansas to take a picture of a wheat field, but it was grainy. Ladies, if your guy does not appreciate your fruit jokes, then you should let that man go.
Oh, got that.
And finally, COVID-19, the bubonic plague and the flu walk into a bar. The bartender says, what is this?